Ayrım 2, sayfa 38. Council Directive 2000/43/EC of 29 June 2000, implementing the principle of equal treatment between persons irrespective of racial or ethnic origin. Chapter 1, General Provisions, Article 1, Purpose. The purpose of this directive is to lay down a framework where combating discrimination on the grounds of racial or ethnic origin, with a view to putting into effect into the member states the principle of equal treatment. Article 2. Concept of discrimination. 1. For the purpose of this directive, the principle of equal treatment shall mean that there shall be no direct or indirect discrimination based on racial or ethnic origin. 2. For the purpose of paragraph 1, a. Direct discrimination shall be taken to occur where one person is treated less favorably than another is, has been or would be treated in a comparable situation on grounds of racial or ethnic origin. B. Indirect discrimination shall be taken to occur where an apparently neutral provision, criterion or practice would put persons of a racial or ethnic origin at a particular disadvantage compared with the other persons, unless that provision, criterion or practice is objectively justified by a legitimate aim and the means of achieving that aim are appropriate and necessary. 3. Harassment shall be deemed to be discrimination within the meaning of paragraph 1 when an unwanted conduct related to racial or ethnic origin takes place with the purpose or effect of violating the dignity of a person and of creating an intimidating, hostile, degrading, humiliating, or offensive environment. In this context, the concept of harassment may be defined in accordance with the national laws and practice of the member states. 4. An instruction to discriminate against persons on grounds of racial or ethnic origin shall be deemed to be discrimination within the meaning of paragraph 1. Article 3. Scope. 1. Within the limits of the powers conferred upon the community, this directive shall apply to all persons as regards both the public and private sectors, including public bodies, in relation to a. Conditions for access to employment, to self-employment, and to occupation, including selection criteria and recruitment conditions, whatever the branch of activity and at all levels of the professional hierarchy, including promotion. B. Access to all types and to all levels of vocational guidance, vocational training, advanced vocational training and retraining, including practical work experience. C. Employment and working conditions, including dismissals and pay. D. Membership of and involvement in an organization of workers or employers, or any organization whose members carry on a particular profession, including the benefits provided for by such organizations. E. Social protection, including social security and health care. F. Social advantages. G. Education. H. Access to and supply of goods and services which are available to the public, including housing. 2. This directive does not cover difference of treatment based on nationality and is without prejudice to provisions and conditions relating to entry into and residence of third country nationals and stateless persons on the territory of member states, and to any treatment which arises from the legal status of third country nationals and stateless persons concerned. Article 4. Genuine and determining occupational requirements. Notwithstanding Article 2, 1 and 2, member states may provide that a difference of treatment which is based on a characteristic related to racial or ethnic origin shall not constitute discrimination where, by reason of the nature of the particular occupational activities concerned or of the context in which they are carried out, such a characteristic constitutes a genuine and determining occupational requirement, provided the objective is legitimate and requirement and is proportionate. Article 5. Positive action. With a view to ensuring full equality in practice, the principle of equal treatment shall not prevent any member state from maintaining or adapting specific measures to prevent or compensate for disadvantages linked to racial or ethnic origin. Article 6. Minimum requirements. 1. Member states may introduce or maintain provisions which are more favorable to the protection of the principle of equal treatment than those laid down in this directive. 2. Implementation of this directive shall under no circumstances constitute grounds for a reduction in the level of protection against discrimination already afforded by the member states in the fields covered by this directive. Chapter 2. Remedies and Enforcement. Article 7. Defense of Rights. 1. Member states shall ensure that judicial and/or administrative procedures, including where they deem it appropriate conciliation procedures, for the enforcement of obligations under this directive are available to all persons who consider themselves wronged by failure to apply the principle of equal treatment to them, even after the relationship in which the discrimination is alleged to have occurred has ended. 2. Member states shall ensure that associations, organizations, or other legal entities which have, in accordance with the criteria laid down by their national law, a legitimate interest in assuring that the provisions of this directive are complied with, may engage, either on behalf or in support of the complainant, with his or her approval in any judicial and or administrative procedure provided for the enforcement of obligations under this directive. 3. Paragraphs 1 and 2 are without prejudice to the national rules relating to time limits for bringing actions as regards to the principle of equality of treatment. Article 8. Burden of Proof. 1. Member states shall take such measures as are necessary in accordance with their national judicial systems to ensure that when persons who consider themselves wronged because the principle of equal treatment has not been applied to them establish, before a court or other competent authority, facts from which it may be presumed that there has been direct or indirect discrimination, it shall be for the respondent to prove that there has been no breach of the principle of equality of treatment. 2. Paragraph 1 shall not prevent member states from introducing rules of evidence which are more favorable to plaintiffs. 3. Paragraph 1 shall not apply to criminal procedures. 4. Paragraphs 1, 2, and 3 shall also apply to any proceedings brought in accordance with the Article 7, 2. 5. Member states need not apply paragraph 1 to proceedings in which it is so far the court or competent body to investigate the facts of the case. Article 9. Victimization. Member states shall introduce into their national legal systems such measures as are necessary to protect individuals from any adverse treatment or adverse consequence as a reaction to have a complaint or to proceedings aimed at enforcing compliance with the principle of equal treatment. Article 10. Dissemination of information. Member states shall take care that the provisions adopted pursuant to this directive, together with the relevant provisions already in force, are brought to the attention of the persons concerned by all appropriate means throughout their territory. Article 11. Social dialogue. 1. Member states shall, in accordance with the national laws and practice, take adequate measures to promote the social dialogue between the two sides of industry, with a view to fostering equal treatment, including through the monitoring of workplace practices, collective agreements, codes of conduct, research or exchange of experiences and good practices. 2. Where consistent with national traditions and practice, member states shall encourage two sides of the industry without prejudice to their autonomy to conclude, at the appropriate level, agreements laying down anti-discrimination rules in the fields referred to in Article 3, which fall within the scope of the collective bargaining. These agreements shall respect the minimum requirements laid down by this directive and the relevant national implementing measures. Article 12. Dialogue with non-governmental organizations. Member states shall encourage dialogue with appropriate non-governmental organizations which have, in accordance with their national law and practice, a legitimate interest in contributing to the fight against discrimination on grounds of racial and ethnic origin with a view to promoting the principle of equal treatment. Chapter 3. Bodies for the Promotion of Equal Treatment. Article 13. 1. Member states shall designate a body or bodies for the promotion of equal treatment of all persons without discrimination on the grounds of racial or ethnic origin. These bodies may form part of agencies charged at national level with the defense of human rights or the safeguard of individuals' rights. 2. Member states shall ensure that the competencies of these bodies include without prejudice to the rights of victims and of associations, organizations, or other legal entities referred to in Article 7(2), providing independent assistance to victims of discrimination in pursuing their complaints about discrimination. Conducting independent surveys concerning discrimination. Publishing independent reports and making recommendations on any issue relating to such discrimination. Chapter 4. Final Provisions. Article 14. Compliance. Member states shall take the necessary measures to ensure that A. Any laws, regulations, and administrative provisions contrary to the principle of equal treatment are abolished. B. Any provisions contrary to the principle of equal treatment which are included in individual or collective contracts or agreements, internal rules of undertakings, rules governing profit-making or non-profit-making associations, and rules governing the independent professions and workers and employers' organizations are or may be declared null and void or are amended. Article 15. Sanctions. Member states shall lay down the rules on sanctions applicable to infringements of the national provisions adapted pursuant to this directive and shall take all measures necessary to ensure that they are applied. The sanctions, which may comprise the payment of compensation to the victim, must be effective, proportionate, and dissuasive. The member states shall notify those provisions to the Commission by 19 July 2003 at the latest and shall notify it without delay any subsequent amendment affecting them. Article 16. Implementation. Member states shall adopt the laws, regulations, and administrative provisions necessary to comply with this directive by 19 July 2003, or may entrust management and labor at their joint request with the implementation of this directive as regards provisions falling within the scope of collective agreements. In such cases, member states shall ensure that by 19 July 2003, management and labor introduced the necessary measures by agreement, member states being required to take any necessary measures to enable them at any time to be in a position to guarantee the results imposed by this directive. They shall forthwith inform the Commission thereof. When member states adopt these measures, they shall contain a reference to this directive or be accompanied by such a reference on the occasion of their official publication. The methods of making such a reference shall be laid down by the member states. Article 17. Report. Member states shall communicate to the Commission by 19 July 2005 and every 5 years thereafter all the information necessary for the Commission to draw up a report to the European Parliament and the Council on the application of this directive. 2. The Commission's report shall take into account, as appropriate, the views of the European Monitoring Center on Racism and Xenophobia, as well as the viewpoints of the social partners and relevant non-governmental organizations. In accordance with the principle of gender mainstreaming, this report shall, inter alia, provide an assessment of the impact of the measures taken on the women and men. In the light of the information received, this report shall include the necessary proposals to revise and update this directive. Article 18. Enter into force. This directive shall enter into force on the day of its publication in the official journal of the European Communities. Article 19. Addresses. This directive is addressed to the member states. Done at Luxembourg, 29 June 2000. Raporun sonu, sayfa 63.